Welcome to the Halloween Horror Events podcast. Subscribe to us on all podcast apps. Plus, subscribe on YouTube. It is all free after all. Tell all your spooky friends about us. Now let's get to the show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the HHE podcast. Today we're going to talk about the new spec map that HN Nightmares has released. A bit of Hollywood. And a little bit of UK news. It's not much, but there's a little tiny bit out there. So if you could, if you do like what you're listening to, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, whatever it is. Follow us on all our socials. They'll all be in the descriptions. And let's get to it. I can't do this on my own because you don't want to listen to this boring northern voice all day long. So let me introduce one of the hosts who I've got. He is currently up in cloud nine because he thinks he's a TikTok and YouTube superstar. It is one, the only, Epic Billy Travels. See, I even put the intro reveal.
It's totally one. It's Epic Field Travel. And let's just get this straight about TikTok. Today I was on 264 subscribers. Right now I'm on 1,264. And my latest video has had over 27,000 views. Also, I'm massive on YouTube. I'm Crawley's biggest YouTuber in Tenerife. Right. Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, and not forgetting the man, the myth, the legend, man and his dog, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm very well, mate. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I know we've had a bit of a long break, guys, but like we said, we were going to take a bit of a break. And this is us coming back for the new season. So, should we just get straight into it?
What are we getting into?
The spec map, if you want.
Ooh, yeah, HHM33. Love it. So, go for it.
We'll just share the photo I have got. I think it should work.
Can't bloody see it myself. Sunglasses. Yeah. If you ain't got us on YouTube, people, get us on YouTube.
So if you are watching on YouTube, it should be on your screen. Fingers crossed. We've not done this for a while, so we're still remembering it. So there's a spec map version 1 from Horror Night Nightmares. There's not really much information on it. It's all cryptic. So should we just start to the top left and work our way around like we usually do?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
So, you're in charge these days. Up to you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We'll start as you walk into the event and you go left. So the first house you'll come to on your left-hand side in Soundstage 23A is just a map of South America. Anybody got any ideas?
South America again. Monsters.
Try not to talk over each other, boys. Go, say one at a time. Go on.
No, we're doing our side effect.
Go on, Joe. What are we saying?
I think it's going to be another sort of South American mythical house, a little bit like the Chupacabra.
Yeah, maybe. Bill? Any ideas?
I think it's going to be civil war in Brazil. I don't know. Some sort of universal monsters from that area. There's my guess. They've got to have universal monsters somewhere.
Also, I don't know if you boys have listened to Craig and P-Dabs' this episode yet. They were saying about La Llorona.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That was what my idea was going to be because that is what's floating around on the X-verse now, is it? That's what it's called. It's La Llorona. It's part of, technically, it's actually part of the Conjuring season series. So potentially we're getting some moves in to that direction. Anyway, we'll skip on to the next one because I don't want to spend too long on each one. In South Stage 22, it's got a little film reel on the right top right-hand corner, which I think's indicating that that's going to be an IP. So it's just like a skull with two fangs.
That looks like a gorilla skull.
It does, but I said to Phil off it's kind of like a full mask of the Phantom with Dracula rat fangs.
Yeah.
So I personally think it's something to do with Universal Monsters. Again, that's why they're classing it as an IP, because they are, aren't they? Phil, any more ideas?
Batman. Okay. He wears a mask. There we go.
Joe,
I should know this, but I'm sort of turned off at the same time because I don't want to overguess this early on.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it looks like a gorilla skull, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see, because, like I say, they're just symbols at the moment, and it's obviously this is the beginning of middle March, so it's Congo. Quite early.
Congo House confirmed.
So the next one is South Stage 23B, which is split with obviously 23A. It's an original, and I deciphered what it is. It's the Cadillac emblem from 1950. And the only thing that I can think of, I would love it to be Christine, but it won't be, I don't think. Because that's another people are not thinking of. But the obvious one that everyone in the Twitterverse is going about is Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Batman. It's a Batmobile. But,
yeah.
But potentially, I'm demanding Batman.
Yeah, it's like I say, a lot of it's pointing towards Ghostbusters, because obviously, if you're in the community, you know that they bought a Cadillac to build the Ecto-1, mainly for a parade, I think. But like I said, I've seen a few pictures of that one, and it doesn't look like that would make it going to be roadworthy at all, but could be for a Halloween Horror Nights house. So that's what we've got.
Ghostbusters.
Sorry?
What Ghostbusters movie?
It could be any. Could bring back the original.
The only one I actually think they can't do is Afterlife, because I've rewatched it, and there's not actually many scenes different in that one.
Yeah, I think if they were going to do Afterlife, they would have done it last year.
Yeah, but Afterlife is very much of a rehash of Ghostbusters 1 as well, really. Bringing back Gozer, the Demodogs. The same kind of characters. The only thing they had different was Muncher, weren't they, really?
Mm.
So,
and the scenery, but, obviously.
Well, yeah, it was more of a outdoorsy feel, wasn't it? So, but
I'd like to see Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, but don't forget we have got Frozen Empire coming out next week. So we'll
I think that makes the most sense to me, because quite frankly, it's the most in one in everyone's face right now. It's in New York, what means you can get all the symmetry of stuff from the first two movies and mix it in with this one. I just think location wise, the new movie works better than any others, and more youngsters and older people are going to go and watch this movie. What's out very soon, next week, actually. This week, whenever this comes out.
Yeah, well, you'll figure it out. So we'll move on to the next one, which is 24A, which is split with the South America one. No, it's not. That's possibly the Ghostbusters. Ignore that. It's a skull with black and white. Black on one side, white on the other. I've got no idea what this could be.
Yeah.
Actually, if Phil says it, if he says Batman again, it actually would fit.
Yeah, Two-Face.
So,
I'm gonna have every house is gonna be Batman this year in my eyes.
So it's an original.
I've heard of rumors on other shows it's something to do with the tribute store.
Potentially, because it's in that kind of area, isn't it?
No, it could be based on last year's comic from the tribute store, apparently. That's what people are thinking.
Well, that was a mixture of comics, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's why this works, black and white comics and all that. So it'd work easy.
But
not my idea, people. Not my idea.
No, but we'll see. We'll see. Moving around to South Stage 24B, which will be shared with the last one. It's just a lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop. And this confirms Joker. That it's going to be original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Nope. Joker. Yeah,
it's the Glasgow version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No, guys. Nah, it was scary, but this is Joker. What goes back to Batman? Batman, HHM Batman. Give me Batman, and I'm sorted.
I know a lot of people out there are thinking, what's it called? Sweets Guy.
Sweets Revenge.
Because it's in kind of the same area where the Scare Zone was. But it's a lollipop, it could be anything.
It could Willy Plonka. Anything.
That's what I'm saying. I think it could be the child. Oh, I know, actually, I got it wrong. It's the Child Snatcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Confirmed Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at Halloween Horror Night.
Can I just say, the way that lolly's been done, doesn't that look like a hypnotizing eye as well?
It looks like Spiral.
It's a hypnotizing frog from Futurama.
Oh, it's the what is it? It's the spiral film from Saw that wasn't
Ooh, that'd be
really
nice.
Good.
Oh yeah,
it's definitely. Unfortunately, it's not Candyman because it's not a movie.
No, it looks like it's an original because it's got no symbol on it.
Yeah, don't forget, this is just speculation. It's
still, we're not. Yeah, there will be a big. We've already said it. If people think this is gospel, they need to go and just find another podcast.
But apart from where all these are, some of them will change places anyway.
Yeah. But to be honest, I've set these all up in one of my picture files, and I'm going to keep adding to it so we can go back to them when the new one out and see how much changes and see how different it is from the actual map when it comes out. Next one, Fast and Furious on the line, unknown IP. So that'll be the maybe Netflix deal or Blumhouse deal or whatever it will be. The next one, this has had a lot of talking points because this is what has threw a lot of people off. The next four are all sprung tents. So if you don't know about the Halloween Horror Nights and Universal itself, they've actually put footings down for two extra sprung tents at the back of Men in Black. So there's going to be four sprung tents rather than just two. So this one is going to be sprung tent three, and it is just a sound symbol with a cross to it. Well, a band symbol. So to me, like, no noise. And it's a IP. So a lot of people are going for a Quiet Place at the moment.
Can't we just have Silent Hill?
I like Silent Hill. I think Silent Hill, that house was one of my favourite houses when I went through it. I loved it. Because I played the games when I was a kid.
Can I just say, though, I just want to go to this Quiet Place thing, and everyone's moaning because the first two movies are quiet. Well, number three comes out, I think, June. Number three is right at the beginning when no one knows to be quiet. So it can work. And then I've heard, I'm not saying the podcast, but I drink beer on it a lot. They contradicted themselves. So they said they could have a Five Nights at Freddy's because Universal can spend as much money as they want, apparently, on a house, and they can build anything. But then they contradicted it, saying, well, this would be too odd because the monsters are really big in that movie. So Universal can now not spend money and make anything, apparently.
Well, anyway, if it is, it possibly could be leaning towards Quiet Place for the new one. If it's an original story, an origin story, it would make sense. Because if you've got a loud noise, these creatures are going to jump out left, right, center and get you, aren't they? Moving on to Sprung Tent 2, unknown original. So this will be possibly, if they're going to go for an icon, maybe.
Batman should be icon.
Yeah, could be anything, couldn't it?
Yeah. So, and like I said, the lights use a sprung tent for really close quarter ones. So if there is kind of a theme to this event, potentially we could get an icon from that era as well. Or a figure, should we say, not an icon.
I'm sorry, I've just seen the next one and we're going to get in trouble because what I'm going to say.
Anyway, next one is Sprung Tent 1. It is... Looks like a bull human.
Yeah, it's like
two arrows.
Senator.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's at a campsite, Epstein's Island. That's scary.
That's us cancelled now. Anyway, that's your joke.
Hey, I'm not main host, I'm back to colour commentary again.
This one could be absolutely anything.
It's definitely, as Joe said, what'd you say it was, Joe?
Senator.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of them.
So it could be, it's going to be mythical. Universal do very well with the mythical stuff. And then the one that's causing a lot of confusion and debate, shall we say, it's Sprung Tent 4. It is a IP and it's three stars and a moon. So if you know your Halloween Horror Nights history, this was on top of the Freddy house a long time ago.
Or it's saying stars because it knows I'm coming. It's the Epic Field Travel House. Sorry, yeah. Craig Lucas. Now you're getting annoyed with me now. I'll be a good person now on.
Yeah, but it's kind of pointing towards they're going to bring Freddy, as in Freddy Krueger, back for this event.
Freddy got fingers.
Because was it Blue Moon or something? Or Dark Moon, Blood Moon or something, and that symbol was above it. floating around from. It was 2016, I think. I don't know. I can't remember. It's one of the events I've never been to, because the only Freddy I've seen at the event was Freddy versus Jason. That's the only one I've seen. So
Freddie
what are your
Mercury
thoughts?
comes back from the dead. He wants to break free.
So what are your guys' thoughts on these houses for now? Phil?
No, let Joe go first, because everyone's going to think I'm going to be negative Phil, so...
All right, I'm going to try and be positive. I mean, like we said, they're all speculation at the minute, so this could change, but it doesn't look like a solid lineup. If they are what we think we are, I don't know. I'd like to see Freddie. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm an IP man. I like the IPs. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing looks solid, you know?
Yeah, well, like I say, it's very, very early in the speculation season. So, like I say, take nothing as gospel. But for me, this is looking, if the ones that I've seen, we've got Freddy, if we have Freddy, Ghostbusters, I would say Silent Hill would be better than Quiet Place. And the originals, obviously, we can't speculate on the originals too much, because Universal will always blow the originals out of the park anyway. But them three IPs, I'm quite excited for if it is them three, because if you know me, I am a big Ghostbusters fan. Silent Hill, I grew up with Silent Hill, playing it as a video game, 1, 2, and Revelations, and they terrified the hell out of me because they actually are very scary games to play. And Freddy is just a icon. He's a horror icon that we've not had at the event properly for a long time, to be fair. So,
I'm still hoping for Terrifier.
Well, I was going to mention this on Splunk Tent 3, because that is floating around a little bit, because don't forget, Art is a mute. And that is a mute button.
Yeah.
So it could be a very long, very, very short. I mean, like, it's stretching it a little bit.
Do you know what I want? I can spoil that in a message. Literally, almost every horror character apart from Freddy is a mute, it seems.
Yeah. But he actually is known as a mime, because he's a mime as well, and he's a mime clown. So he's
he is in the
as...
worst horror movie ever made, Joe.
What? Oh, fuck off.
No, get him on it. Get him. No, look, I've got an idea, though, guys. S22.
And they are filming. And they are filming Terrifier 3 as we speak.
What comes out at Christmas? So, that's the only reason I think Terrifier will be next year. But S22, I'm going back to that vampires. What if we do a little twist? Has there ever been a movie on Dracula's wives? So female vampires.
I don't know about a film.
See, because that's what I was thinking. We could do it on Dracula's wives instead, and that would be... What's that film that came out last year as well? What wasn't really about Dracula, was about his little slave boy.
Oh, Nick Cage.
Yeah, that Nick Cage movie, yeah. That was violent as hell.
I don't know.
Can't remember what it's called now.
Oh, fuck.
We're shit at this. We do know what we're talking about. It's just that it's been a long week for a lot of us. Anyway, it'll probably come to you when you're not thinking about it. Anyway, just quickly run through the inside of the map. We've got no scare zones announced, but it looks like we're going to have 5 again in the usual areas. We have
Renfield.
Renfield, you're right.
There you go.
Sorry,
we do. It's all right. We do have 5 rides actually showing. Rip Ride Rocket, Transformers, Revenge of the Mummy, Escape from Gringotts, and Men in Black. I know Simpsons isn't showing on there, but Simpsons does sometimes open for busy periods, maybe Saturdays when it's sold out. But we have got new on here. We've got DE in Diagon Alley with a skull and snake. So it looks like potentially getting the Death Eaters again this year. which I never actually get to saw. I never saw last year because they were never there when I went.
They were fantastic. And by the way, no one asked me what I thought about the event. You went to Joe and then you just totally forgot about me.
Well, you're epic. You already know what it's going to be anyway.
But I think this year's event is going to be one of the best ever. I don't think anything's going to be that bad.
So he's trying not to laugh. He's trying not to giggle.
No, I am. This is my new persona this year. Everything is positive. I've explained this to Simon because I'm not going to take it like pre-COVID horror nights anymore. I know I bashed on about it's not horror anymore. It is kiddie horror now, so it's still horror. But if I take it in that direction in my head, I will enjoy it because I'm not expecting to be scared.
Yeah. Well, there's Phil's take. And then we have two shows. It looks like Nightmare Fuel is back again in the Fear Factor stage. Well, can't we really call it the Fear Factor stage? Because the Fear Factor's gone now, isn't it? The
Fear stage behind years ago.
Yeah, the stage at Side of Men in Black.
Another show that I won't be going to watch.
Oh, well, I think it's going to be fantastic.
And if you look at this one, it's got a castle, and it's original, but it's in the Animal Actors area. It's not on the lagoon. People have first said, oh, it's a Lagoon show. And yeah, it's not. What's showing on here is the Animal Actors area. Right, White yeah. Castle. Well, it's showing a castle anyway. Or a turret. But that looks very similar to the restaurant franchise White Castle.
Oh, don't go for them two absolute bellends. They're not funny.
Replacing Bill and Ted.
That was bad. The positive's gone. The comedy shows in America are rubbish. It's child comedy. I expect good old British get in your face, insult your comedy.
Yeah,
but yeah, that rumor, won't happen, mate.
Yeah, the rumors that are flying around.
I'm offended.
Is it Kamoon and Pumba, whatever they're called? What are you laughing at?
You didn't hear him. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to keep the show going. I'm trying not to send it down the fucking drain.
Yes,
like you
Joe. It's usually me.
Anyway, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll switch over to a quick look at Hollywood. It looks like they've got four the same as Universal, Orlando. And then they've got, I have no idea where half of these are, but it looks like T-Pad, the one in the middle underneath these skulls, looks like Bugs Alive. Then they're getting one of our ex houses at Orlando, the bug in the middle. You've also got the Terror Tram, that can be named on anything. There's a knife with blood coming off it.
That Scream, I riot.
No, they won't get Scream.
Unless that is the unknown one at Universal as well. And if it was Scream, that would, well, that'd blow us all away.
Yeah. That's in the higher lot 10, and then obviously we've got potentially...
It's more likely to be Halloween again.
Could be. Yeah, it's a knife, isn't it? But it's a stabbing knife. And there's one with just a flower.
That's to sum up the softies of this world.
Anyway, sorry, we're not going to go into much detail about Hollywood because, to be honest, we don't know the ins and outs of Hollywood. If you want,
I've never been, so I don't care.
Yeah, we need to get P-Dabs on one week.
Yeah, but if you need, it's not just like if you want to go to Hollywood and want to find out in depth, go and follow John Murdy on X. He just releases all sorts, and he's the actual creative director of that event.
He is like a child. It's like a mum giving presents at Christmas to their children. Before the kid can even open it, it's basically she giving hints away to everybody. That's what Murdy reminds me of. He's like, I'll tell you what I've got you. Let me tell you.
By the pricking of my thumbs.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll naff them maps off now, and then back to ugly mugs.
I'm back.
Yeah, he's putting his glasses now.
I'm back.
We went through that. Any other thoughts on the events at the moment?
No, but if you look at these, I don't know if it's going to come up on the screen. It's not, unfortunately, but that actually says HHE inside.
Oh, nice. So, like I said, there's a couple of UK events have started to filter a little bit of stuff out. The thing is, the UK stuff doesn't really get much attention until at least June or July. So that's when we'll start filtering it there. But what we have been told by Merlin, which, if you know the UK parks, owns Thorpe Park, Alton Towers, all the dungeons, all that stuff. Alton Towers Dungeon, which is an upcharge, in Alton Towers itself is actually closing at the end of middle of May or June, I think, May or June. And it's going to come back for something for Scarefest. So their Halloween event at Alton Towers, something that is going to be new, because they're going to actually use the Alton Towers dungeons, whether it's going to be a Scarefest-themed walkthrough for the whole event, through the whole experience, or I don't know. They just said it's shutting in May and it's going to come back for Scarefest. So that is
I've got a really good scare event this year they should do.
Go on.
Bolton.
Mate, you're going to Bolton, you won't.
Bolton in a Manchester.
No, it's not in Manchester. Bolton's a hotel. tell you what, though, since we recorded, we have been down to Phil's hometown. It's a lot better than mine. I'll tell you that now.
And mine.
Yeah. People, it's not. It's Creepy Crawly. If you know that.
Yeah,
you know
I'll tell you what, mate. You've got more stuff in your town than we've got in one high street in the whole of it.
Likewise.
So we've got the shitholes. You've got the good place. Plus, you've got Tully's round the corner.
Your places are going to be bad if you think Creepy Crawly.
Oh, yeah, mate. Come up here. You'll be walking away with no shoes.
There's only one place worse than Bolton. Shots fired. Liverpool.
Oh.
Craig, I'm joking, mate. If you're listening, I am joking. I love Liverpool.
Anyway,
it's
boys.
Got the best football team in the world there right now. I think Everton are probably amazing.
So, like we said, we're going to keep this to the point, short and sweet. Get you into it. We could always come back with some. Yeah. Go on.
We haven't said anybody going anywhere this year, any events.
I'm going to Halloween Horror Nights.
So am I.
At the same time. On the same flight, this guy, I don't know if he's up.
Simon's flying out on a Saturday, I'm flying out on a Wednesday.
We're flying out on the exact same day, on the exact same flight, from the same airport, and he's adamant I'm going to be going to Forum. And he's doing my head in. Please at him and say, Phil, you're an idiot. I've sent
I'll tell you what,
confirmation.
Don't at me, comment on one of my YouTube videos and subscribe, because that would really upset me.
Always track rubbish, isn't it? anything from you, Joe?
Yeah,
eventually you'll think.
I'm heading back to Halloween Horror Nights.
Different time, I believe.
Yeah, flying out in October. I'll be taking my son to his first event.
Oh, how old's your son now, though?
He's 10. He'll be 11 by the time we go.
Wow, that's good. You did Tully's with him, didn't you?
No. Oh. We didn't.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't do it because they changed
their minds.
Yeah, it was over 16s only, and then they changed their minds after, like, we bought tickets and stuff. So,
yeah, but I think that was a good night without the kids as well, though.
100%, yeah. It's always a good night without the kids, mate.
Guys, I've just had an idea. We ain't got that long left. Quite simple. Right, we're talking Ghostbusters, right? Everyone knows it's the 30th and the 40th anniversary for both first movies. Mm-hmm. After, what's it called? Frozen Empire's out this year. So simple. Let's build the house on Frozen Empire. Let's have the summer tribute stores only open for the daytime. Be Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun. I'm going to go back to this Frozen Empire. But if it is Frozen Empire, I can guarantee that will be freezing cold. And it'll be the best house.
I like cold houses.
It'll be so cold.
Yeah.
Because especially with all that heat.
It's definitely not going to be the women.
No. Well,
it'll be a big shock.
I'm sure you don't want Chris Hemsworth dancing on top of a stage.
Only if you do it with him, with no top on, Simon.
Tempting.
Oh, chico, wow.
I'm glad that stops there, because you do not want to see what's under the shirt.
I have on holiday, and that sounds wrong.
Put it this way, Gorilla's got nothing on me. Right, I think we should wrap this up, boys. What do you reckon?
Yeah,
keep it nice and short and sweet and to the point, and we'll be back.
Basically, I think we've been nice and vague on this as well, because I think overguessing just ain't worth it.
It's not. It's the first spec map. It's what everyone else is talking about. That's the reason why we've not put this out straight away. We wanted to digest.
But I've got a prediction very soon. The announcement for the first house and dates will be very soon, just coinciding with a certain movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we've got Ghostbusters
Kung Fu Panda.
Ghostbusters is out on the 22nd, I believe, and then we've got Easter the week after. I know Americans don't really celebrate Easter that much, but we've got an Easter weekend, and usually that's when we get our first announcement, really, is around the Easter weekend time. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So like I said at the beginning, if you could drop us a like, a subscribe, a five-star review, whatever you're listening to this to on YouTube, Anchor, Apple, Android, Google, whatever you're listening it to, whatever, if you're watching it on YouTube, smash that thumbs up button. It really does help, because let's try and get this, we want to try and get this YouTube channel going, because we are doing it. We are doing it. We are putting them on, and it's, what, 142 subscribers?
YouTube's simple.
Yeah. Well, Phil's a master of it, so anyone who's finds this from Epic Phil Travel, come over, subscribe to us here, and let's get this channel up. Let's get it out to the masses.
That's all nice, but you haven't given anybody the tags for X or anything.
Well, it's I've not done that yet, because they're all going to be in the description, so you have to watch it and you have to click on the links.
But what if they can't bloody see? So tell people who can't see.
They'll be in the links. For the podcast.
Yet again, they can't see.
It's at Epic, HHE podcast across all.
And actually on TikTok, we got a new TikTok as well. It's HHE pod one.
It's put HHE pod as well. Or podcast, whatever. You'll find it. We'll come up. You'll see the symbol that is on, that you're seeing on this, on the podcast app, on the YouTube. It's the same one. Because I've changed logos again, because Phil decided he wanted to change. So,
I look better now. The music's better now as well, people. Just
all these stickers that I got made last year are now obsolete.
What, you were too scared to give out in the park?
But I will have these with me at Halloween Horror Nights. So if you want some of these older stickers, which are now vintage, you can have them. Nice little bag, that actually.
So can I ask you a question? Why are you using the cinema screen as your picture?
Because I'm sat on the sofa, because I've got this little shit with me.
What's her or his name?
Oh, hello.
This is Mitzi.
That's a she, I presume.
It is a she.
I have to ask this day and age. Politically correct. I
should be the new star of the podcast.
I am politically correct now. I'm positive and politically correct. I am epically positive now.
People, snip it that little bit and then see what happens in the next episode.
I'm not going to SeaWorld this year. I would not be negative.
Well, if you want to report from SeaWorld, there you go.
Good luck.
Joe report from SeaWorld, because I'm definitely not going. Unless it's a
massive
change.
I'm also going to Discovery Co.
Oh, nice. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, right. So do all that. Have a wonderful morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever it is. And we shall see you on the next episode. So who's gonna say the bit first?
Be epic. Joe can't remember. He's been too long.
Good night. Something and sweet screams.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go. And I'm just gonna go back to the old one. Tatty bye bye bitches. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They called the Ghostbusters and the end control. Had a throwing party for a bunch of children.